The so-called border crisis has become an existential threat to our nation for more reasons than one. This is a deep state ploy to destroy our country. It's worse than you can even imagine. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more. Welcome everybody to Behind the Deep State. I am your host, Alex Newman, Senior Editor at the New American Magazine. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You have probably heard that things are not going well at the southern border. We've got at least 8 to 10 million illegal immigrants crossing over so far just since the Biden administration took over, according to Customs and Border Protection. This was widely reported in the media. The encounters between CBP agents and migrants reached an unbelievable 300,000 in December of 2023. Literally unprecedented. This is the highest number we have ever had in a single month ever. It's also the first time there have ever been more than 300,000 encounters with migrants in just one month. This is in addition to all the illegal immigrants who've crossed over, the ones we know about, the ones we don't. At this point, they don't even have to cross over illegally unless they're trying to hide. All they got to do is show up, find a border agent, say, hey, I'm scared of something. You know, maybe I'm a homosexual and people might not like me in my country, whatever it is. And then they get to stay. They get papers. They're allowed to come in. They ship them to wherever, on a bus or on an airplane. Now, Congress is at least pretending to fight back. The House Republicans are saying the Senate, quote unquote, border bill that basically ties fake border security to more foreign aid is going to be a non-starter. But with the election coming up in 2024, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are very, very concerned about the optics. And so they at least want to pretend like they're doing something. Now, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 2 months ago. This would rein in who can claim asylum in this country. It would resume construction of the border wall. And it would also require this so-called E-Verify, where you basically have to get permission from the federal government to work. Former Congressman Ron Paul has been warning about this for a long time, says this is basically the federal government's camel's nose under the tent to make sure we get federal permission whenever we want to have a job. He says it might even be the beginnings of a national ID. But there is a growing number of Republicans who are not going to go along with the Senate bill. In fact, they're saying that either we're going to have serious border security or they're going to shut down the government when the funding comes due. And you've got Representative Matt Gaetz, you've got Representative Chip Roy, and a number of others who are saying we will shut the government down before we allow this open border to continue. Now, Joe Biden, very interestingly, said he needs more money from Congress to secure the border. Listen to this. And I mean, it, obviously, the guy is not thinking clearly, but it is pretty amazing how he just, you know, pretends like they just need money. Check this out. Yeah, give me the money I need to protect the border. If you believe that, I have beachfront real estate to sell you. Folks, come on. They've got trillions of dollars. The problem with the border is not that they don't have enough money. That is completely ludicrous. Of course, Biden has actually been pretty open about his views on immigration. Back in 2015, as vice president, sitting next to current Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, he called for a relentless stream of migration until Americans of European ancestry are in the absolute minority. So this is a good thing. Check this out.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing.
Woohoo, right? An unrelenting stream of migration is a good thing. It's one of the things they are most proud of, Joe Biden said, sitting next to now Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, who, by the way, is being impeached. He's currently facing impeachment proceedings in the House. But even as Joe Biden is claiming that he needs more money from Congress to be able to secure the border, the Biden administration, the DOJ, are actually asking the Supreme Court to allow U.S. border agents to continue cutting the razor wire that the state of Texas put in to try to slow down the unrelenting flow of mass migration. So the lawsuit is ongoing, and the DOJ is saying, hey, let us just cut the wire while this lawsuit continues. They actually filed an emergency appeal last week asking for this because an appellate court ruled in favor of Texas, forcing these border agents to stop cutting the wire. So literally, when Congress is giving the Border Patrol money, they're using that money to go and cut the razor wire designed to stop the flow of migration. So literally giving them more money would give us more of the same. So that's where they're going with this. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded on X saying that Biden is begging SCOTUS to let him cut razor wire Texas installed on the border. He says, see you in court. Americans and courts will reject Biden's hostility to immigration laws. Texas will continue to deploy National Guard to build border barriers and repel illegal immigrants. Now, whether that's true or not remains to be seen. But one thing is certain, the border is completely dissolved at this point. The World Economic Forum famously told us that we should expect 1 billion migrants coming our direction by the year 2030. And of course, climate change was supposed to be the reason we were going to have 1 billion migrants flooding into the Western world, what used to be known as the free world or Christendom. In the next segment, we'll talk about why they're really doing this. It has nothing to do with climate change. But listen to Secretary Mayorkas talking about this. It's truly unbelievable. So he's talking to the fake news about why these migrants are coming. And listen to this unbelievable dialogue.
Border Patrol in the month of December processed more migrants entering the United States illegally than any month in the history of that agency. Why is that happening? How do you explain it?
So we are seeing the greatest number of displaced people, not only at our southern border, not only in the Western Hemisphere, but across the globe. You know, I am involved in bilateral and multilateral meetings with my counterparts from foreign countries in Europe, in Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, all over the world. And migration, the challenge of displaced people, is a subject that comes up in every single conversation. We have the effects of climate change.
Yeah, so climate change. Really, folks? In fact, the UN put together a ridiculous map years ago claiming that there were going to be huge numbers of climate refugees fleeing from all these different areas that they marked conveniently on a map. Well, the date came and went, and not only had those areas not produced any climate refugees, those were actually some of the fastest growing population centers in the world, okay? So these are not people fleeing climate change. These are people being told, hey, get to America, you'll get free money, you'll get a free apartment, you'll be able to do whatever you want, they'll put you on a bus, you'll get papers to work, and of course they're all, not all, but largely military-aged men, and everybody can see this, right? Refugees don't leave their wives and their daughters and their sisters and their mothers behind to face climate change or whatever other alleged thing they are running from. That is foolishness, and anybody can explain that to you. Absolutely anybody can explain that to you. What man do you know who would leave his wife, his daughters, his sisters, his mom behind and flee alleged persecution, flee alleged climate change? It's total foolishness. The real reason is actually terrifying. The real reason they are destroying our borders. And there's a lot of different theories out there, you know, political gain and that kind of stuff. And maybe there's something to that. That may be what some of the lower level Democrats in Congress think. But I submit to you that this is much deeper than just adding more Democrat voters. They've got the graveyards for that, after all. Stay with us when we get back from this break. We'll break it down even further. You don't want to miss it.
All right, parents, listen up. We've all seen the countless examples of how radical leftists have been destroying American schools. It's no longer just about the terrible math and reading levels. Now radical left teachers birthed from liberal universities are forcing gender indoctrination in kindergarten. They're teaching lessons on white guilt.
Freedom Project Academy has perfected live online learning. over the course of a decade. I get a ton of great feedback about this program, a ton.
They're built on Judeo-Christian values, a classical curriculum. What does that mean? It means they're taught, your children are taught the way that the founding generations of the country. My own son Noah did Freedom Project Academy for several years when he was younger.
The more we tell our friends about these things, the more people will get on board, and I believe that we can be the catalyst to some real change.
We must save the West. Our way of life and our culture is under attack, and because of patriots like you and your project, I have optimism for the future.
Welcome back to Behind the Deep State. I am your host, Alex Newman, senior editor at the New American Magazine. Thanks so much for tuning in. Folks, in the last segment, we talked about the massive, massive surge in migration, legal, illegal, of all kinds. And Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas is telling us this is about climate change. Well, it's not about climate change. Now, I interviewed the former head of Customs and Border Protection, and I interviewed the former head of ICE just in the last couple of years about what's going on here. Both of them said Democrats were thinking about political considerations. This was really the key to understanding what was going on here. But they both said this is a deliberate policy. They are deliberately disappearing the border. So I want to share with you a little clip of my interview with Mark Morgan, again, former head of Customs and Border Protection, talking about this issue. Check this out.
I think two things. One is that the Biden administration inherited the most secure border in our lifetime. And immediately after taking office with a stroke of a political pen and driven by what I really think are ideological motives and desires, destroyed the border. I mean, right now we are facing the most catastrophic invasion on our southwest border that we've seen in our lifetime. What I refer to this border right now, it's like the wild, wild west.
So you said you thought this was deliberate. Why do you think they want this kind of situation?
Yeah, I think that's the question. And I don't think it gets asked enough. You know, another patriot, Tom Holm, and I, we talk frequently. We've both served for this country for 35 years. We've served under six administrations, both Republican and Democrat, at the end of the day, because what they're doing makes no other sense. Because they have destroyed this border. It's negatively impacting every aspect of our nation's public safety, health, and national security. I can draw no other conclusion except they're doing it because they see a perceived political benefit. And I think that's two fronts. One is we know now that illegal aliens are counted as part of the census. So they're playing the long game, and they think they're going to get a redistribution of House seats and actually get additional seats. And at the end of the day, I think this administration and the Democrats feel that every illegal alien that they find a pathway to citizenship, they believe that's going to equate to a Democratic vote. This is about politics, and it's disgusting.
Certainly disgusting. And it may well be partly about politics, but unfortunately, I think it is much more serious than that, folks. That interview was almost 2 years ago. Since then, I interviewed former head of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Tom Homan. He's the founder of Border 911, great American. And when I interviewed him, over 5 million illegal immigrants had been deliberately allowed to cross the wide open U.S. border, including communist Chinese military operatives, Islamic terrorists, numerous people on the terrorist list. And of course, the Biden administration was lying, claiming that border crossings, illegal border crossings were down. And as Tom Homan explained, that is total fake news. But he said this is the top national security issue facing America. Now, I submit to you that this is about much more than Democrats. This is about much more than winning elections. And, first of all, we have to remember, and I talk about this in my book, Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes. You know, one of the things that they are working to do is to de-Christianize the Western world, what used to be known as Christendom. Right? And one of the ways that they're doing that is by bringing in enormous numbers of Islamic migrants. You see it most clearly in Europe, where London now has an Islamic mayor. They have a pagan prime minister of the UK now, Rishi Sunak. And this has become so clear, right? They're ending Christmas markets. They're calling them winter markets. You've got Europeans in many of their biggest cities are now a minority, right? Germans are a minority in Frankfurt. Belgians are a minority in Brussels. Swedes are a minority in Malmo. It's unbelievable what's happening. So this de-Christianization is happening. And don't forget, too, that they actually bombed a lot of these countries to smithereens and then invited them into yours, right? The very same people who bombed Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya and all the rest of it, then they rolled out the red carpet and said, They're going to come into your house and you are going to pay for it. That's not humanitarian, right? That is, it's like burning down somebody's house and then inviting them to live in yours or your neighbor's at your expense. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And so I think something much more sinister is going on here, folks. I think they're doing this deliberately. And Larry Grathwall, former FBI operative, he infiltrated the leadership of the Weather Underground. He gave some stunning revelations that I want to share with you when he infiltrated the leadership of the Weather Underground. Listen to this.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
Folks, do you understand what he just said? And keep in mind, the Weather Underground is not some ancient history, right? Barack Hussein Obama, the former president under whom Joe Biden served as vice president, actually started his political career in the living room of Bill Ayers, the founder of the very same terrorist group that was planning to destroy the United States and invite hostile foreign powers, including the communist Chinese, to occupy parts of the United States. Well, one of the things we know is that many of the migrants who have crossed the border are Chinese, and many of those are actually members of the People's Liberation Army. That comes from no less of an authority than Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. He had a press conference about the fact that People's Liberation Army special forces were crossing the border. So Gordon Chang, one of the top experts on China, has said that there is a Chinese invasion of the U.S. homeland happening right now. He says a lot of the people that are coming over are actually looking for a better life, but many of them are actually coming here to commit acts of sabotage. They are deliberately coming in here with blueprints for certain strategic pieces of infrastructure, etc., with the purpose of eventually destroying this country. There are estimates saying that 5,000, maybe 10,000 people have come in, maybe more, who are working for communist Chinese military forces. And Richard Fisher from the International Assessment and Strategy Center, I've interviewed him before, really a leading expert on China, says when the CCP starts its war against Taiwan and the United States, Americans should expect Chinese sleeper agents now in America will hit targets like gas stations, military age Chinese now crossing the border will be mobilized for assassination attacks and assaults on U.S. military bases. Folks, this is nothing to play with. This is nothing to play with. This is deadly, deadly serious. And it's not just communist Chinese. It's Islamic jihadists. It's Venezuelans. It's Cubans. It's communist militiamen. This is bad. I'm telling you, folks, this is serious business. This is deadly serious. You've got now Holly weirdos promoting the idea of a civil war in this country. You've got who knows how many millions of illegal immigrants running around this country, many of them working for hostile military forces. You've got the very same people who bombed the Pentagon, bombed the State Department, bombed the Capitol, actually, under the leadership of Barack Obama's buddy Bill Ayers, now in positions of authority all up and down the government, all up in our universities. They've got a whole generation of young Americans brainwashed to hate their own country. You combine that with what's happening at the border and you realize, folks, they are trying to destroy our country. Yeah, there may be political considerations, but much more than that, this is an effort to take down the United States of America. You got to get involved. You got to get active. Get to thenewamerican.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Subscribe to the printed magazine. Subscribe on our Rumble account so you can watch all of our videos as we put them out. And then most importantly, don't just learn. Share, right? Take this video, share it with your congressman. Take this video, share it with your state representative. Take this video, share it with your sheriff. Let them know that, folks, we are under attack, not just by hostile foreign powers, but by domestic enemies right here within the country who are doing everything they can, not just to collapse our border, but to collapse our country. I'm Alex Newman. This is Behind the Deep State. Until next time, thanks for watching. God bless you all.
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.